Hey gang, this is Mike Totorella, otherwise known as Lucci, and you are listening to Dylan and Brandon's new show, Hold My Bev. Stay tuned to the end of the show for a brief preview of Bangerade Volume 3.
20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nick Chubb! He's got a hat trick!
You gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow.
Welcome back to Hold My Bev podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. And here with me today, as always, Mr. Dylan Fields, the one, the beautiful Mr. Fields. How's it going?
Hello, everybody. So sorry that this episode did not drop this morning. I just got back from Kansas. What a trip. We went to the Kansas-Baylor basketball game, number 5 versus number 9, a true top 10 power 5 matchup, and my bets didn't hit. So that was disappointing.
What'd you bet on?
So I placed 5 bets this weekend. Only one hit. It was the Max Homa to finish top 5. He ended up coming in 2nd place for golf. So I'm glad I hit that. I bet the Kansas money line and the under because I was hearing that typically they don't score a lot of points, but here's where I screwed up. They both averaged like 78 points, and the over-under was 148.5. So we're going into halftime, and Kansas is down by like 13 points to Baylor. Like, Baylor could not miss a shot, and it was like something just sparked. And all along, everybody that was with us kept saying, oh, you know, Kansas is a second-half team. I'm like, yep, just like the Chiefs, second-half team. But all in all, Kansas ends up coming back and, like, destroying Baylor in the second half. And it was looking good for the under for the longest time. But then I realized, like, with, like, 5 minutes left, I was, like, counting down. I was just, like, 14, 12, 9. 7, fuck, 5, fuck, 1, fuck. And I was like, all right, well, maybe if they just let the clock run out for the next 2.5 minutes, and I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So they ended up hitting the over, so I lost that bet. But I at least got the money line. It was great to see a win there. The Allen Fieldhouse is the most electric sporting arena I've ever been to. I don't think I've ever walked out of a basketball game not being able to hear because my ears were ringing.
Wow, even louder than a Browns game.
Yes.
In comparison.
Yeah, like way louder. It was the loudest I've ever heard a basketball game, let alone just an indoor event. It was electric, and there is nothing I can even compare it to.
Is Kansas just crazy because the Chiefs stadium's known as like the loudest NFL stadium too?
Yeah, there's something in the water out there. Definitely there's a lot of pride, there's a lot of loyalty and a lot of tradition, and you could feel that in the air. And with it being All-Star weekend, you know, there was some off time for some other NBA players which drew a few NBA players to the Kansas game, like Ochai and Christian Braun, and who else did I tell you? Graham.
What's his name?
Devontae Graham.
Yeah, we literally just saw him playing Cleveland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had a few NBA players in the field house as well. They honored them for winning the national championship last year, so that was cool to see some of the highlights from last season, especially since I bet on them to win the national championship. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But overall, great atmosphere. Jalen Wilson is definitely NBA draft ready. He looks great. I think I'm going to stick with Kansas for the tournament this year. They would only be the 7th team in NCAA history to go back-to-back.
Wow. That'd be pretty cool. I'd love to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. Dude, something crazy. I was trying to look up who's like won back to back before. I'm like, it's got to be Duke or, you know, Kentucky, which it was. But the one team that really surprised me on that list was Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's always had a good basketball program.
Yeah.
It's always been pretty solid. Yeah, Cincinnati, another school that's always been solid, that's always a sleeper, is UNLV. They went on a big run for a while. There's always just these weird schools, like weird Division I schools. They're only known for basketball. Like Wichita State's always solid.
Yeah.
What's another solid school?
St. Mary.
St. Mary, yeah.
Davidson.
At Davidson, yes.
Florida.
I knew Coast. A kid that played at Davidson, actually.
Yeah, Steph Curry.
Well, yeah. No, he got to meet him. I remember I was jealous low-key when he posted a picture with him.
Wow.
Yeah, so this kid that we used to play against named Peyton Aldridge went there. He was from La Brea, Ohio. And he's like, I think he's one of their all-time leading scorers now. It was cool seeing him play in March Madness.
That's awesome.
Yeah, hopefully I can see my boy Ben up there this year for Missouri.
Yeah.
Do you know Ben at all, Sternberg?
No, I didn't know him.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
He's a cool dude. Want to have him on the pod sometime.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
I forgot completely that my buddy Nick, his brother Andrew, is a manager for Kansas.
I was going to ask if he's still managing him.
He is, and I completely forgot to reach out. Not that it would have done anything. It just would have been a cool little, hey, what's up? Nick being a coach for Bowling Green now. his little brother's following his footsteps, and he's already got a national championship under his belt. So it's pretty sick. He probably has a ring.
Oh, probably. That's sick.
I think he does. I think I've seen it before on Instagram. One last thing about Kansas. The campus life was sweet. It was definitely reminiscent of going to like Ohio State, being on a bigger campus. It was a great feel. Definitely not a football town. Nobody really talks about their football team.
aren't they kind of historically bad other than this season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they still lost their bowl game this year. I went to their rally house like we have here, and I was blown away. Like, I ended up only getting just a basic champion tee that was just Kansas, and then I got a Carhartt Kansas hat. So that was the goal, was to find a cool hat. I was glad to get that. So it was fun to play Jayhawk for the weekend. And then after Max Homa won, I ended up using that money, and I turned around and put it into the All-Star game, which was probably the dumbest thing I could have done this weekend. And this is my problem. I never trust boosts, but I was just kind of in the mood to like just put something down. So I did Dame, Donovan, and Luka for 15 each. And Luka got 4 fucking points, which I was so shocked by.
Oh, yeah. He probably didn't care whatsoever. I didn't even bother watching the game because it's just the same thing.
Trash. It's trash. I did also bet Donovan Mitchell to win MVP.
That one, I think he played pretty good in that game, didn't he, actually?
He had 40 points and 10 assists.
He had 40. I didn't realize he scored 40. Damn.
Yeah, he had a 40-bagger. But fucking Jason Tatum was like 56 or whatever it was, 55.
Yeah, he set the NBA All-Star game record.
Yeah, I didn't realize Steph Curry had 50 last year. I completely forgot that.
Yeah, he had 50. The record before was Anthony Davis with 52.
Well, had Jason Tatum not just completely shot lights out, Donovan Mitchell was going to win it in Utah. And I was like so pissed. I was just praying that no matter what, how many points Jason Tatum scored, that Mitchell was still going to get it, but he did not.
Yeah, the dunk contest, I will say, it was way better than I thought it was going to be.
It's revived. Mac McClung saved it.
He did.
But did you see that dunk from the – I feel bad for guy's name, but from the Knicks, did you see his – what do they call it? Like the – Vince Carter used to do the dunk all the time.
Yeah, where he put his elbows in.
Yeah. Did you see how the crowd didn't even react to it?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you know how hard that is to do?
Yeah.
Like how much bounce you have to be able to do that?
Yeah, it was I don't know. People are like, they have such high expectations now.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, that. Granted, Mac McClung's just different. I knew he was probably going to win from the second I heard his name in the dunk contest. If it wasn't like Zion Williamson, who said he might do it next year. I doubt it, but.
Well, he's got to stay healthy enough.
Yeah.
I can't remember who we said we thought were going to win a three-pointer. I thought I threw Dame in there, but it was like Dame and Huter. Huter actually shot horribly. Speaking of, Julius Randle shot horribly. He made his kid cry.
Yeah.
But shout out Dame time. That was sick.
Yeah, I still to this day don't get why Randle was in that. Like, you could have chose anyone. Like you said, they should have chose Darius Garland.
Yeah.
Someone, and that might be a Cavs bias, but like honestly, he would have been a perfect fit for it. But he probably was asked. I would say he was probably at minimum asked and probably didn't want to go because he wasn't named an all-star, which I don't blame him.
Yeah. I had to laugh because I found out that some historical numbers in the 1990 three-point competition, somebody only scored 5 points in their round. Could you guess who only scored five points in their three-point competition in
1990? 1990. Oh, 1990. Who would be in the three-point contest? What team did they play for? Or will that give it away?
It'll give it away.
Is it Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to be not the best three-point shooter whatsoever.
No.
That wasn't until late in his career that he even developed that. Because he was sort of like LeBron in that way where when he first came in the league, he was straight to the rim, if not mid-range, automatic.
Yep.
And later on in his career, he developed a three-point shot.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of All-Star Weekend, I saw Stephen A. Smith and a bunch of others talking about like how they don't really enjoy the All-Star game anymore, and that it's kind of pathetic that players don't try harder in it. What do you think about that? Do you think players should be trying to play better during the All-Star game, or should it just be more fun and what it is now?
I just don't think there's any like incentive. Like, there's nothing that makes you want to try.
Yeah, I remember they pitched out the idea like, oh, winners get $500,000 each, which, yeah, that's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong, but like, to those guys, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, a month at worst, like 2 weeks a month.
Yeah. Depending on the player, because Mac McClung made $100,000 for the dunk contest.
And oh, that was huge for him, other than probably his endorsements.
Yeah, his career earnings were $100,000.
Yeah.
Which, when you put that into perspective, like, these guys all don't make a lot of money.
Dude, G League players, I'm not going to say names because I don't want to throw them under the bus, but I know a G League player that worked at Planet Fitness at night.
Really?
As a custodian. While playing in the G League.
Got to pay the bills.
Yeah. Because they just don't pay enough.
I just think something's got to change. I think, you know, even with the NFL and they did the Pro Bowl games, I thought that was a good start. I don't really like the idea of flag football, but if it's just kind of fun competition, you know, maybe people will grow with it. I still think we need a mid-season format like this, but maybe the NBA switches to something like, you know, you got the dunk contest, you got your three-point competition. They need to get rid of the skills challenge. That is the stupidest event, in my opinion.
Well, I've gotten to the point where it's just official that it's rigged for the hometown team.
Yeah.
Even though the Cavs did really good last year, like, I mean, I don't know. It used to be cool. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. They just changed it up way too much.
Yeah. But maybe, like, you add something like we saw on Twitter. Like, what if there was a 1v1 tournament?
Yeah. Oh, dude. That – That would be crazy. There were a couple players that were asked about that, and they would love it. Actually, I saw Spencer Dinwiddie out of anyone mentioned it. And they're like, that'd be sweet, but no one would want to do it. And I was like so confused by that. And then he gave his explanation. He was like, well, then if you lose, because you have to try in that as hard as you can, because if you lose, like, you lose credibility of being, because the winner of that's going to be the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Like that, that's the only way that you could really tell who's the best player in the league.
Yeah, and maybe you do it like by position. So we have like five rounds. So it's like any, like from point guard all the way up to center. But you could also make it by like, not teammates, but imagine like Kyrie versus Luka, or Klay Thompson versus Steph Curry, or LeBron versus Giannis. I mean, like, just some of these key matchups, LeBron versus KD, like, it'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be super fun, but I think just players are so terrified of, like, you know, having to go hard, you know. But I think it's something that'd be cool if, like, I know they mentioned, like, people going, like, more pros going to, like, pro-ams and playing with, like, you know, semi-pro players during the summer. Yeah. I think it'd be cool if, like, some NBA player just did a 1v1 tournament where, like, and it would make a ton of money. I think companies, I hate that I'm even pitching this right now. Unless a company just wants me to run it, then give me give me the ropes, I'll do it. Run a 1v1 tournament with just a bunch of NBA stars in the summer to, like, raise money. You could either do it, shit, you could even do it for charity. I doubt they would do it for charity, but who knows?
Yeah, and that was supposed to be the incentive for this was, you know, the winner of each quarter was given the donation for the charity of their choice, but I guess it wasn't really that big of an incentive.
Yeah, I think maybe for this next episode, for later in the week, we should make, like, a tournament bracket.
Yeah.
And go through it. I think that'd be interesting. I'd post it on, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and make a bracket. I'm going to make a 16 player bracket. I'm going to go ahead and post it on social media, and I'm going to have you guys just fill in some names that you want to see on there. And the best ones will be placed in.
That'd be cool.
Like matchups you would like to see. So I'll go ahead and make a tweet, and hopefully we can get some people going on that. Because I would love to do that. That'd be so fun. Then we get to interact with you guys too, which we want to do a lot more of.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Interact with us. We want to talk.
Yes. I am glad, though, that we waited to record today, because we actually got some decently big news earlier today. That Russell Westbrook decided to sign with the Clippers as he was bought out today. He agreed to sign with the Clippers.
Reunited with PG.
He is reunited with PG. I know there was a chance that he was going to the Heat, but when I heard that PG was recruiting him, I figured it was wraps right there.
Well, he probably still lives in LA.
Oh, yeah. It made the most sense.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's going to be enough to take them over the edge. Do you think that would be enough? Because I think he's still good enough to, you know, get you some buckets, and he can't be your primary guy. He would be the third option there. But think about just Kawhi's struggles lately. He's not, like, a scorer anymore. He can let Westbrook kind of play more of that role, and if anything, Kawhi's just going to be wide open more often.
Yeah.
Even though Paul George has been playing crazy lately.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan, so I can't trust him. I mean, we've seen what he can do in the last 5 years, getting traded each year. Like, that's got to be a sign. I mean, he is the man. He was the man with the Thunder. Like, there is no doubt he was the man. But he's just not fit in a system since then.
Yeah, the day he left there, it was over.
Yeah.
Even in Houston, he went on a little run, and in Washington. But after – in Washington, he had flashes, especially towards the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But
By the way, With other news, did you hear about that Karl Malone story?
Oh, I've known about that.
I just like saw it resurface.
Yeah, Karl Malone's like one of the most hated athletes ever.
That's so wild.
Yeah, he got a 12-year-old pregnant.
Yeah, 13.
13-year-old?
Yeah, he was 20 and she was 13.
Yeah, and he apparently he has like a bunch of abandoned kids too. It sucks. That sucks terribly. But yeah, I know there was a lot of controversy over, you know, him being a big part of NBA All-Star Weekend. And I remember when I saw him post a video about it, that he was going to be a part of it. I'm like, whoa, okay, that's kind of big.
Yeah.
People forget how good, like, historically he was. Like, he used to be second all-time in NBA scoring regular season. Now he's third.
Mm-hmm. The third best scorer in the NBA.
Yeah. I still think he has the best nickname, though. The Mailman.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Did you hear the Dirtbag retired from the MLB today?
I did. I'm glad for him. That's why I'm wearing my Indians hat, actually.
Wow. Yeah, he was great. I used to love Kipnis.
Yeah, I liked him. I liked him. I actually batted the same way as him, so I thought that was cool. Or similarly to him, like I didn't cock my bat back. I kind of had it out like this a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm glad that he's, you know, retired now and can enjoy life. Not that he wasn't enjoying life before, but you know, he'll definitely be a big part of Cleveland sports history and still is.
Oh yeah,
especially with that 2016 World Series, even though they didn't win, kind of an all time flop. But honestly, they shouldn't even been there that year.
No.
Well, I was glad they were.
Yeah, it was one of the greatest years of my life.
Yes. But all right, we're going to go ahead and take an ad break, and then we're going to get into our ice cold money line and parlays for tomorrow, which is today that you'll be seeing this. And remember that Anchor is free. Make sure to check out Anchor if you want to start your own podcast like me and Dylan. It's super fun if you're thinking about it, so I definitely recommend it. If you ever want to come on our show, hit us up on Twitter. Dylan, have you been enjoying The Last of Us lately?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, I hate that it's almost over.
Yeah.
We got, what, 3 more episodes now?
I don't even know how many total episodes there are.
I think there's going to be 9.
Okay.
So that was episode 6, so yeah, I think it's 3 more.
Well.
Hmm. 6 plus 3 is 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as long as there's actually only 9 episodes, then I feel pretty good about that. But yeah, that was kind of a tearjerker, that last episode.
Yeah.
And granted, I hate to ruin it for everyone, but he's definitely not dead. I don't know who
needs
it.
No.
Joel is not dead.
No.
They wouldn't kill him in the first season. Second season, no spoilers.
I just feel like he's the main character. I know Ellie is, but like he is too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he survived the whole first game and most of the second.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would say most of the second, but but anyways, Dylan, do you have any bets that you're placing this week? So yes. I know NBA has been kind of dead, so we haven't really been playing too many parlays. But college basketball is still very well alive. So, Dylan, I'm going to let you take it off.
Yeah, so I'm coming right off that fresh Kansas game. I'm going to go right back into the Kansas-TCU game tonight at 9. I'm going to bet a same-game parlay, Grady Dick to score 10 points, Kevin McCollar to record 4 rebounds, Jalen Wilson over 20.5 points, and Jalen Wilson with 4 rebounds. plus 175 odds. It's just a nice small little ladder climber. And we're going to go with it.
I like that one. I actually might follow you on that. I still can't believe how bad Duke is. Or, yeah, Duke's not looking too hot.
No. A lot of the Blue Bloods teams are not looking good.
Yeah, that worries me for making a bracket this year, but like,
mm-hmm.
Dude, it's going to be so fun because you just absolutely have no clue. Like a lot of them, I feel like you have a good idea who's probably going to win.
Yeah.
Other than just some crazy shock, but like, I feel like this one's absolutely going to be mad.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually March Madness.
Madness?
Yeah, so like tonight's matchup, Kansas versus TCU, like I feel like that game would be completely different in March Madness. Like if TCU won, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
I want Kansas to win, which actually Kansas is the underdog.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm sticking to my gut on parlays. I'm not picking money line because college basketball is so unpredictable. But I think in this case, they've lost to TCU recently. I think just like Baylor, I think you'll see a Kansas team come in here and they're going to win on the road.
I like that. I think I'm going to place a bet on, I'm probably going to follow you on that. If not, I'm still going to bet on that Kansas TCU game. And then I'm going to go ahead and do a Minnesota versus Illinois parlay real quick. Let's see. Minnesota versus Illinois. I'm going to go ahead and take Minnesota money line. I'm going to keep that separate just because it's a pretty big amount that they're the underdog. And, man, they're not really doing many player props on this one. So I'm going to take that money line. Let's see who else is playing tonight. Looks like we have, Ooh, I'll bet on Xavier versus Villanova. I'm going to go ahead and take that money line. Okay, yeah, okay. No, I'm just going to, yeah, there's not many great basketball games on tonight. Wow.
No. You should bet on Kent State versus Ball State.
I was just about to say I'm going to bet on Kent State money line. Not money line. I'm going to do the I'm going to do money line. That looks like the only really good option. Tennessee, I'd like to see win. Go Vols.
Yeah, they just lost to Kentucky.
After beating Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And then, why not go Youngstown State? I've never been on Youngstown State. Shout out Youngstown, even though you're dealing with some problems right now, to say the least.
So, on the next episode, I'm going to put together my futures since it's kind of a quiet period of time right now. I'm looking at my PGA Tour Masters tournament winner. I'm going to pick my MLB World Series winner as we approach spring training. And I think if I can, I might pick my March Madness winner too.
Are you going to do an NBA champion as well?
I was thinking about that. It's just this season feels like the teams are also still up in the air. I don't really have a true favorite to watch other than the Cavs, but I don't think we're a championship team yet.
I don't think we're quite there, but I also wouldn't be surprised if they did it.
Yeah.
It's one of those years, like, I feel like our team's young and hungry enough that they could just go out and just surprise everyone.
Yeah.
Because we really, I mean, as long as we don't face Philadelphia, I feel pretty good. That team, I don't know why we just always match up terribly against, it feels like.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's going to do it for this episode. I know it's another short episode, guys, but next episode we should have something bigger planned. I'm going to be in Florida, but I'm going to enjoy being able to record in a nice weather. I wish Dylan could come with me so we could live record by the pool.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can do that this summer somewhere, but
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But until then, guys, make sure you go check us out on Twitter at HoldMyBev. We are going to be posting that tournament. I will make it yet tonight. So by the time this is uploaded, you will see that. So like I said, until next time, guys, take it easy.
Remember to gamble responsibly. Please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Love you guys.